I'm WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz. Thursday, another page in Wisconsin wildlife management, specifically of the gray wolf, was dramatically turned. A Wisconsin judge ordered the Department of Natural Resources to push forward with a hunt this month. The move follows the removal of the gray wolf from the federal endangered species list. Retired DNR wolf biologist Adrian Wideven calls the judge's ruling to move forward with the hunt disappointing.
I think what Wisconsin especially wants to do and needs to do right now is exercise strong wolf conservation practices that can include a well-regulated public harvest, but rushing into a public harvest at this point is just showing the very opposite, and it makes it appear that the state is not ready to manage our state wolf population.
The gray wolf has ping-ponged on and off the endangered species list, most recently in January, when the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service removed federal protection from all of the lower 48 states. That means states assume wolf management, and in Wisconsin, a law on the books since 2011 requires a harvest season from early November through February. But the Wisconsin DNR proposed staging the next harvest starting in November to allow for planning. That includes consulting with Wisconsin's Ojibwe tribes and to begin updating the state's outdated wolf management plan. Wolf biologist Wideven says another reason to wait is to avoid disrupting the wolf breeding season. He says hunting now could jeopardize Wisconsin's years-long conservation effort to restore the species.
If one of the adult pair is removed, wolves are not going to be able to bond and mate that quickly and continue to breed as a pack. So a whole year's worth of breeding activity is going to be lost from that pack. And if that happens to enough packs, it has the potential of impacting much of the wolf population.
But early this month, the Kansas-based hunter advocacy group Hunter Nation pushed back, filing a lawsuit against the DNR. The Wisconsin judge Thursday ruled in the hunting group's favor. State Senator Rob Stafschult calls the decision a solid win for the rule of law.
Current state statute says that we shall have a season, and we can have a discussion about trying to switch state statute or change that or whatever, but at the end of the day, people want to know that when we have a state statute that dictates that we shall, and it involves our constitutional rights to hunt, that that'll be followed.
And Stafschult doesn't buy Wideven's argument that a February hunt could threaten wolf pack stability.
That is a card that got played to try to push off this year's season. We hunt deer during the rut, and we fish many species of fish during the spawning season. I think that was a tool that was used to try to prolong this off past this year.
Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.